Ford PFW Mobile.
C9V Mobile.
Looking on a Friday?
Acid Rack Command. I've got some companies moving today and they want to use our van, so I'm going to be the chauffeur for the whatever there is they're moving.
But hopefully it won't be too much traffic.
I don't understand they're not moving too far either, so just make a couple runs back and forth, I guess. I'm not going to be involved in a lot, just opening and closing doors.
Okay, plenty of radio time.
I have a radio with me. I didn't bring it today.
Quite a few cars on 290 this morning for some reason.
Coming down 25 past the tractor trailer combo unit. R&L carriers, I guess. I don't know which they are. Yeah, coming out one of my lanes. You stick the left lane, so I'll hit the right lane. But pretty easy going this morning so far. I haven't quite made it to 290 yet.
Hopefully it'll be a good day for you.
Different day. Anything exciting?
Anything that I can think of. I don't think I have to make any scheduled runs or anything. I had to go out to Home Depot, pick up a couple of things yesterday, but I'd already ordered them, and so they were at the counter.
Did the repeater a little scratchy this morning, or is it just me?
Not too bad. I hadn't really noticed anything was different.
Got some moisture in there somewhere. A little bit of static this morning coming down 25, which is usually full quieting along here.
Reports about on my radio being staticky, but it may just be a morning thing.
Peter,
hey, clear.
Anyway, anything planned for the weekend? I have everything planned for the weekend. Maybe a little bit of sleep tomorrow. Probably do some yard work. I need to mow the grass again and clean up around the house, I guess.
Let's see. Tomorrow, one of the family of grandkids is coming over for one of 12th birthday parties. So we're going to have to party at Nana and Papa's house. And then Sunday, my son's coming over with his daughters, and they're doing a swap kids with the ex. And I got a wheel lug stud on his car for him.
The Bears leaving now. I don't know if they left already. And his granddaughter. Maybe the last weekend.
Most of that I didn't quite understand.
I said, I need to get my granddaughter up to the coastal, not coastal, the Mountain State Fair. They have up there at the fairgrounds. And I think this weekend is the last weekend.
Seems like when I was a kid, the fair didn't come until it was cooler weather.
51 degrees when I left the house. It's now 60. Well, that's the temperature difference from our house to here.
We're over here on 29.
They had a tractor trailer at Werner, their truck, the rear end of the Benora truck. And I guess they got pushed into two other vehicles. So it was quite the mess yesterday on 85 going south. I mean, I would pass by it in the morning, got stuck in it. It was just bumper to bumper, just barely creeping. Finally got through it, had to come back through it. I said, nope, I ain't doing that again. I passed it going northbound. I said, I'm not doing that going back. So I ended up taking the 29 all the way straight through to work, take the business route.
This week there's been like three major wrecks out there, and a lot of them right there in the... You know, right there at 29 and 85.
It was between 29 and, what was that, 290? I think it was 290. It was between there. It was a mess. I mean, tell you, everything there was bumping and bumper, barely creeping. It took me about 45 minutes to get through there.
Hopefully it won't be too bad up through here today.
Simpsonville today, boss, so I'll be up on 385. They didn't really have any problems up there.
Come through Greer early in the morning like this on 29. Man, the police cars are hiding everywhere.
Early now. That passed a few of them yesterday. Interesting. Yeah, I don't know. That would have followed me all the way to work yesterday. Well, all the way from, right down from my house, all the way down to 26 and 64, up there in North Carolina. He followed me all the way to town. I know he ran my tag, because he came up on me one time real close. So, I wonder if there's any way I know.
Stocky.
Nobody do anything wrong to get stopped. If he did stop me, I'd say, hey, how's it going? I know you or I don't. When your plate, you've got a concealed carry that pops up at the right when you run the plate, the concealed carry holder. So, I don't know, maybe he ran in and saw that as well. If he's passed the background for that, he must be okay.
Yeah, when you ran the plate, it did that.
The registered owners pop up, and you can see what they got. It tells you immediately that they have a concealed carry.
On about 30 seconds.
KN4 TFW. 9B. Ellis, KF4NXY.
Hope you're doing well. First or second cup of coffee this morning, NC9B.
I'm tired of the coffee. I got one of them sparkling ice drinks. They're pretty interesting.
Spark
TFW.
I don't know the last part of that. Is it called Spark?
Negative, it's sparkling ice. It's not really an energy drink. It's one of them zero sugar things. I'm diabetic, so I got to be careful what I eat and drink anymore.
The energy drinks, they tend to give me heartburn. I try to steer clear of those.
Coffee kind of does me that way, too, but anyway, I didn't really catch what all y'all were talking about, but I'm on Facebook Marketplace looking at an old GTO, and I tell you, back in the day, I could have got that car $500 or $600, and the condition it's in right now, it looked like they pulled it out of a junkyard.
People, well, that's out of a junkyard. You can sell it for a lot more than probably what you paid for it. Old GTO. Man, my brother had one. Scared me to death in that thing.
I've got, matching numbers and all that. It's the real deal. Take old Le Mans, make it look like one, but I'm looking at a picture of the engine, and I figure I'm looking at $3,000 or $4,000 right there.
It's a little costly getting them things.
And not no machinist, and anyway, it's got way too much blue paint on it for me to think it's really the original engine. And it could be somebody just got happy with the paint can. I think you was talking to Ken. He might be back in. KF4NXY.
Good, hope you're doing well.
I just killing time with the computer and watching the local news and weather.
New weather girl on Channel 4.
She used to be on Channel 4. She went back to the left coast, and they got a little short fella there now. Oh, me. Well, anyway, Victoria.
Girl today, Grace Lowe.
I think the newest one they got.
Weather people like braver people change underwear.
And by the time you know what their name is, they done moved on somewhere else. They're a pretty weekend.
I believe, right?
They could head up to the mountains for a little bit, or I can go to the beach. But if I would go anywhere, probably I'll be up there around the apples. There's a place up there. They got the best homemade apple pies. Oh, man, they're great.
Down there at the beach this week and next. He's down there at Ocean Lakes.
Yeah, I remember a place down there called Ocean Lakes, and there was, I was talking about, you know, Pyreland yesterday and Lakewood. Yeah, and there was one called Lakewood. That's the ones I remember from way back.
Real quick, I'll be right back, kid. NC9V.
On about this old GTO, they want $5,500 for it. Looks like it'd take a good $20,000 put in it to get it looking decent and on the road.
It was a car show at the American Legion over there in Taylor's. They had it was about a 68 model Nova that it was showing, but it was for sale. Nothing really special about it. I mean, it looked good, but damn, they wanted $44,000 for it. It's like, man, you could have picked that car up for $3,000 brand new.
When I was a kid, I could have picked that car up for $650.
My first car was a $300 Rambler, and that was 76, maybe.
Now, KO4CM.
Good morning, Andrew. You've probably never seen them that cheap as young as you are.
Lived for sale. My uncle worked out in Union at a car dealership, and I ended up buying a Chevy Blazer for $800. But you don't find cars at prices anymore. But yeah, it's not a thing.
In rural Ohio in the early 70s, and Dad picked up about a 63 or 64 model Impala for $50.
But marketplace and find a car that's being parted out, you won't get it for less than a couple thousand.
If they've done with this GTO, you can tell it's been parted out. And what they ain't sold, they want $5,500 for it.
Somebody out there willing to pay it is worth it, but I don't know. Some of these people want too much for their car.
With something like that, if I was in better physical shape, I'm pretty sure I could remember how to work on that one.
Definitely less complicated, buddy.
You could climb over in the hood, stand on the ground, and work on it.
Nope, not doing it. I just kick it off and just do it myself.
small road, and that silly sucker in what it thought was the other lane in front of an oncoming truck. That's when she definitely became Christine.
I can see that fit. You should be able to turn a lot of that features off, but I don't know if they stay off. Some cars, it'll just come right back on as soon as you crank it up again.
I'm pretty handy with computer stuff. If she's turned it off and it comes back on, she turns it off, come back on.
Disable it totally.
And just give me an old 65 Mustang, 289, four barrel, high performance headers.
Much cleaner.
You know, oh yeah, burning gas, oh, that's so great for the environment. Yeah, just look what it's doing to your engine.
Give me $12. She ain't had one in a long time.
Sorry, I doubled at the beginning. Go ahead.
Just saying, I haven't washed my truck in a long time. Go ahead, Ken.
I was asking what you do, drive it to one of those drive-thrus?
From your house, right there at the Burger King.
The antenna off?
Take it off and put it right back on. I hadn't washed my truck in a long time either, that's why I needed it. NC9P.
Terrible.
I think I doubled with you. Tiffany said, I haven't washed mine in a long time either. That's why I had to stop. She needed a bath, let me tell you. But she feels better now. The NC9P.
Yeah, that one right there, kind of by the IHOP there in Greer on 29. And that thing is terrible about washing my truck.
I'm happy about the one over there on 14 either. You know, 14 before you get to 85.
I gotta wash the company truck. I guess I'm gonna do that on the first weekend in October since I gotta work that weekend. But I got a pressurized hose. It's got water and steam on it, so I should be able to do a decent job. To do it, KN4 TFW.
Washer I use for all my stuff, KF4 NXY.
Too, Dave, but it's that hard water. I mean, it gets it off, but it don't put the wax and stuff on there.
I'm on to a detail shop and get a hand wax.
I'm doing that this year. I need to get the inside detailed.
Are you familiar with Powdersville?
Who there was at a Blue Moon?
My cousin's got a little detail shop over there. I'll dig up his phone number sometime, shoot it to you.
We'd have to make a day trip out of it, because I'd have to drop it off and let him do it. Me and the wife go get lunch, go look at Ollie's and do all that good stuff. Come by and pick it up when he's done.
It's the way he does it, you know, drop it off in the morning and you get up. Head on into Easley. They got all kind of places to shop, a couple of decent steakhouses.
To wash the truck, and forgot I had three things in the bed of the truck. I had to take those out before I went to the car wash, otherwise it'd be a bad situation.
Yeah, I know what you mean. I kind of take a quick look in the back of mine before I do anything with it.
Roof cover comes in. KO4's to you.
Tail on the back of mine.
The bed covers. A hard bed cover. That way, you know, you can actually walk on the bed cover when you put it on. Just think about getting one of those.
Yeah, I've seen a couple of those. You know, they make some really good ones out there that still fold up and get out of the way. The fiberglass ones that are colored, those look good, but man, I'd hate for that thing to always be in the way when you need it to use your bed.
You'll have to, you know, kind of prop them up. They won't really carry much of anything. And you're right, it does kind of get in the way.
For again, I have to be able to use my fifth wheel and gooseneck. So it's got to come up far enough. But I got a toolbox in there now, so I guess I'd have to get rid of the toolbox.
You rid of the toolbox and get a fold-up type, cover.
Oh, I am getting ready to pull in the parking lot at work, so I'm going to go ahead and say 7-3. Y'all have a great day, and hopefully you have a good weekend, and we'll holler at you next week. KO4CEF, and I will be clear on your phone.
Hey, KF4NXY.
Good day and an awesome weekend. KN4TFW.
Andrew, good talk to you, and stay safe out there, NC9B.
Bad on names. I think I called Andrew Anthony earlier. Bad boy.
He came on earlier this week, and I thought he was on his rotation, but he must have only had to work a couple of days.
This car yesterday. Sure miss driving my truck, I tell you. The one here now, so 10 degrees difference from here to my house.
Y'all have a good day. I'm about here at the work. So I'm going to sign, say 73. Y'all take care. Have a great day. Stay safe. Good to hear y'all. NC9B.
73 Leon, be safe out there. We'll catch you later. KN4 TFW.
On KF4 NXY.
Put a cycle out this weekend, David.
Well, I got every intention of doing that. Get some much needed wind therapy.
Roger on that.
Gonna take the Honda out first, then take the Harley, then take the Honda, then take the Harley.
Some love, huh?
Honda ain't that much to show off, but Harley looks pretty good.
Dangerous for me to ride, and I never rode just for just the sake of riding it. I only rode it back and forth to work for gas economy.
Yeah, you gotta be careful on, because 2/3 of the driving public don't even see you on the road, and the other third don't care.
And I put over 30,000 miles on my bike when I had it, and I only rode it to work and back.
Like, you got a pretty long commute.
22 miles each way, so bumping 50 miles a day.
Mine at church, him and his wife had bust out and ride 100 miles just to get a cup of coffee.
So it was 25 degrees. If it was above 25 when I got ready to leave, I'd go ahead and ride it.
When I was 20 years old, I'd do something like that. And the older I got, the less my bones like that kind of weather.
Seat that I wore.
I don't know, man. I look back at the things I survived, and I think there's a little saying, I'm old and wise because the good Lord protected me when I was young and stupid.
That one.
From work now.
At the gate watching it open, so I'm going to have to say 7-3. And then you have an awesome weekend riding that bike, and be careful. And then I'll catch you again, I guess, next week. KN4 TFW.
Catch all y'all Monday morning.